I'm the fair square girl. I like everything to be fair. I was born that way. I've been told more than once that I'd make a good judge or lawyer because I just want everybody to have a fair turn, everyone to have a chance, no favorites. I like everything even, Steven. I was reminded of this yet again when my husband drove through Dunkin' Donuts and ordered both of us a bagel, and it was my job, since he was driving, to put the cream cheese on the bagel. And I laughed to myself because my way of portioning out the cream cheese in the little cup is to take the plastic knife and to make a line right down the middle of the cream cheese. So that way I know that the same amount of cream cheese is going on one half as is going on the other half. I always have these little subconscious ways I'm making everything even, Steven, my whole life. And I think that is a personality type, yes. And hopefully the negative aspects of that have worn those rough edges, have worn smooth with the help of the Holy Spirit through the years. You know, I don't wear white and black referee stripes or anything, or carry a whistle, this kind of thing. But on the inside, I'm always looking around, hoping everything is fair. Everyone's been treated fairly. I like to watch movies with happy endings, this kind of thing. Another part of this personality that keeps it alive, shall I say, is if a person like myself grew up in a stable home. They did not have a lot of heartache in their childhood. They have both parents stayed together. They did not have any major losses. I went to a Christian school. I had a lot of good things. Of course, things weren't perfect. Of course, every family has its skeletons in the closet. But for the most part, I had an easy and a great childhood. I think that a person like me, and possibly like you, if you're listening to this, and you have a similar background, grew up in a Christian home, went to a Christian school. My parents, of course, we didn't have a lot of money, but we weren't poor, middle class. I didn't suffer for anything. I didn't have to, you know, work to pay my own school bill, these kinds of things. I'm not just a second generation Christian. We have Christians in my heritage as far back as we can study. I have been in a very blessed bubble. Now, much heartache has come to my life as an adult, and hard times and hard things. But if a person does not grow up with a lot of stress, a lot of trauma, a lot of difficult times as a child, they may carry that life should be fair mentality with them a little longer into adulthood. Whereas a person that struggles, maybe there was divorce, maybe there was abuse, maybe there was poverty, maybe there was negative home life, negative community life, negative school, had to go through a lot of pain and heartache and suffering, and had to grow up really fast. A lot of people in this world are struggling to survive and eat every day. If you have to struggle more as a child, then you do not bring this life should be fair mentality with you into adulthood. And you know what? Of all of the negative that you went through as a child, that one thing was a positive. Because, as you and I both know, life isn't fair. I'm not exactly sure what fair is. Fair is a relative term. So there is no black and white fair, equal. And life definitely is not that way. We should not expect life to be that way. No, I don't know where we even thought that it should be. Maybe a lot of fairy tales or, I don't know, Hallmark movies. Maybe a lot of, fictional character movies growing up. I don't know. Or maybe we just want it to be that way. So we keep hoping that it will be. But let me talk to the ladies that are still trying to make things fair, that are still hoping and praying life will be fair, that are still kind of expecting life to be fair. I want you and I to have a wake-up call. And I say this in all love because I'm saying it into a mirror to myself. But if you need to hear it too, this is for you today. Get over that. You know, you do not treat the world fair. You know that you yourself don't act fair in your own dealings. And you, that might be offensive. And you say, yes, I do. No, honey, you don't. You, 10 times out of 10, will take more than what's fair for yourself if it's offered to you. You and I will take the closest spot if we can get it. We will step in line first if we can. We will take the thing that's mismarked for the lower price. We will take more than fair for ourselves every day of the week and twice on Sunday. It is hypocritical for us, even Stephen lovers, to think we actually treat the world that way. We are fallen humans, and we are not dishing out fairness the way that we might think we are because we have deceived ourselves. And I am not trying to throw anyone under the bus, especially myself, although I try very hard to be realistic with myself and to not let myself be deceived about my thinking and wrong lies I might believe. That is a benefit. That is a good day when you are honest with yourself. And I am saying we've got to get past this fair square thing. We have got to just crush that under a rock that we get out of shape if things aren't fair. So today I'm saying, please take time and realize you are not fair square, so you should not treat others. You should not expect that out of life. You should not expect that out of anyone, out of any person, out of your children, out of your spouse, out of your kids' teachers, out of Sunday school teachers, out of your pastor, out of anyone in your church. You should not expect that because that's not how life is. That's not how humans are. And you should realize, the same as me, you don't do that either. So today, let's let this be the day when we get past our need for fair, because that's a hopeless journey that has no destination until heaven. And the happier we will be is when we realize, you know what? It's all grace. There isn't anything I deserve to be fair in my life. Everything is bonus. Every good thing is grace. Every extra thing I'm given, it's not because it's fair square. It's not because it's even Steven. It's because, wow, I'm blessed. I don't deserve it, but I sure am blessed. And when we accept that, we can start treating everyone that way too, with a lot of grace and mercy. I'm working on that. I need a lot more. Walk in love. Let's love God through loving others. Have a great week.